for, say, just the edges of the pond are freezing?
You know. That would, I guess, be in a state of freezing over, you know, icing up, you know. Icing up around the edges. I mean, that's about what it would be called.
Have you ever skimmed over or something like that?
Well, skimmed over, though, would be just a light, you know, where you couldn't even really, you couldn't see the ripples in the water, you know. It was just a little skim over it, yeah. Just kind of a, like in an ice tray when it's been in the refrigerator, you know, 5 minutes, you know, just got a little, yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll get into things.
I remember you mentioning John fear. The Bible said he didn't fear. He said he fell at his feet as one dead.
Well, I think the parlor would carry the connotation of a, you know, of a big house. Not to me, in my mind, when I think of a parlor, I think of a, you know, a big house with a separate room for you to come into. You know, like off the screen, the porch. You know, you come into the parlor. You know, where it's maybe like a sunroom, you know, or something like that, you know, on the south side of the house, quiet and away from everything else. I also think of, you know, an old man and old woman that live by themselves, you know, and they have a parlor, you know, where they, you know, bring their little great-nephews and things like this in to play and keep them off the place in there where they got the nice china, you know, put you in the parlor, you know. But I don't know of anybody that I know in the last 10 years that has built a house and put a parlor in it. Unless it was a, you know, a sauna, a health parlor, you know, or a bar parlor.
Right.
You know. They're mostly, now it's mud rooms, you know, where the guy comes in from hunting, the old lady says, "Boy, God, you take your bath out there on the porch and then you come in," you know.
Right.
So mud rooms will be probably, I guess, the next parlor.
Do any of the houses around here have the extremely high ceilings?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just rough off the top of your head, about how would you say?
About 10 feet. Are you talking about, you know, interior? Yeah, sure, 10 feet. And some even taller. I've seen them where that, you know, probably 12. Depends on, you know, the house. If it's in a, you know, an uptown estate, you know, they might have a 12-foot ceiling. You know, I never really understood why, because back then, surely they knew that heat rose, you know. But anyway, I don't know. Yeah, there's some around.
In the house that you grew up in, did you have a fireplace?
Mm-hmm. And that was all. Yeah, that was the heating. Matter of fact, had one, two, three fireplaces, you know.
What did you call the thing at the top of the house made out of brick, maybe, that smoked?
Well, back then I called it a chimley. That's chimley, right. But, you know, it's a chimney, right?
What about if it's on a factory?
Might be a smokestack, you know, a chimney. Same thing, yeah.
Well, inside a fireplace, what do you call the big pieces of wood that you burn?
Logs, you know.
You ever heard of backlog or
back? Oh, yeah, that's the big one, yeah. That's the one you put on the back, you know, that you just kind of get good and hot, and it kind of smokes and smolders all night long, you know. Mm-hmm. Burns slowly, yeah. The back stick.
What about the type of wood that you would use to start a fire?
That's kindling.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called fat lighters or lightwood?
Nah, well, that's kindling. It kindles the blaze, you know, it starts the blaze, mm-hmm. Kindles the fire, so kindling, you know. Not especially, you know, dried feathered wood. I mean, you know, anything that you can chip up small. Hickory's good. You know, if you get the right kind of hickory, if you get some old good dry hickory, if you don't try anything wet. I mean, you know, green.
Plus along with
the oak bark, you know, stuff like that'll burn fast, you know, especially if what's got moss on it, you know.
And the things that you set the logs across inside?
Dog irons, yeah. Or just the irons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you stir the fire around with a poker.
What do you say is left? Ashes. What color are those?
Gray. I would say gray. The color of ashes. They're an ash color, you know what I mean?
Sure. And the black stuff that forms inside.
Soot. Yeah.
What about the thing that's over the fireplace that you might put photographs on?
That's the mantle. The mantle.
Did you say mantle or mantelpiece, mantle board?
Yeah, just the mantle, you know. Go put the alarm clock on the mantle, you know.
Right. And the open area in front of the fire.
That's the hearth.
Yeah.